On this episode, the two questions that transform struggle into growth. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. You know, I don't know you. Some of you, a lot of you, I don't know at all. Even the ones that I do know that I've had the chance to interact with a lot, I don't know the depths of you. Even the people that we spend a lot of years with, we can only know someone else to a limited degree. But I will say this, I know something about you. And what I know about you is that you've experienced pain and struggle and heartache and challenge and sadness because you're a human. So you've experienced those things. And it's very possible that you're experiencing some layers of those right now, maybe even in this moment, right now in terms of today or your current life. We have challenge and struggle and pain and heartache. In a lot of ways, that is actually life itself. It is working through those challenges that is, in a lot of ways, the essence of life. And here's how we can take every one of those situations in any aspect of life, in any layer of life, any pain, struggle, anything that hurts, that's hard. We can take those things and we can transform them into growth. All of them. And we do that, in my view, by shifting the questions that we ask. See, when we face a problem in life, some kind of problem in our physical body, something, quote, goes wrong, something in a relationship, in our business, whatever, when we face problems, challenges, the natural response is we start asking questions. We might ask questions externally. More often, we have this inner dialogue that is running, these questions that are running through our inner dialogue. And quite often, those questions do not serve us. Because the question that we ask does two things. One is it frames the situation. It frames the situation energetically, emotionally. It puts a certain perspective on the situation that we're facing. And then the other thing is the question that we ask determines the potential answers that we get. So the question that we ask and the questions that we ask when we're faced with challenge and struggle and heartache and pain make a huge difference, make all the difference actually, in how we experience those as we move through them and also how they affect us long term. So if we can shift our questions to better questions, we get better answers. We frame our challenges in more powerful ways. Let me give you an example from my personal life. In recent years, as I've become more aware of my inner world and my inner dialogue, and I've meditated and I've done this inner work and paid attention to that, it's become clear to me that for many years of my life, one of the consistent questions that would come up in my mind, in my inner dialogue, across various areas of life, was, what's wrong? What's wrong? Right? So something might feel off in my body, some kind of pain or discomfort. The first question to go through my mind, what's wrong? Something in a relationship, you know, my ex-wife, my wife at the time, something was funky. What's wrong? And as I started to look at and evaluate that question, and if we think about that question right now, what is that question, what's wrong? What does that actually do for us? One is it frames the situation in a negative way. It is a zero minus proposition, right? There's zero, everything's cool, everything's okay. And then there's wrong, you know, wrong the other way. Frames it in this entirely negative way. It also is very limiting in terms of the answers that we get. It really constricts the potential range of answers, and it constricts it to a set of answers that really doesn't serve us in a very powerful way. And from the discussions that I've had, I think this question, what's wrong, is something that often goes through a lot of people's minds. We have limitless other questions that go through our mind. And again, often they don't serve us. Here's the thing. If we will ask ourselves two questions, if we will ask ourselves these questions authentically with an open mind and an open heart, and with the intention to listen when we ask the question, they will transform any situation, any pain or heartache or struggle, they will transform it into growth. Now, they won't make challenging, hard feelings instantly go away or go away at all, because we need to experience those things. That's part of the human experience. And in fact, it's part of actually the transformation into growth. So it's not a magic bullet to make sure we never feel sad again, or never feel stressed again, or never feel depressed again. It's not that. What it is these two questions ensure that as we feel those things, we come out of it having grown from it, tremendously having grown from it in a lot of situations, and we experience it with an underlying peace. So we can experience sadness or heartache or any of these other, quote, negative emotions. We can experience them without any underlying peace, where we're really just caught up in them. Or we can experience them where we feel them. We feel them deeply. And yet we have an underlying peace that's there. And these two questions, that's what they will do for us. They'll give us that underlying peace. They'll help us find that. And they will make sure that we come out of it having grown. What are the two questions? They're this. First, how is this here to serve me? Everything that happens is here to serve us. The things that other people do to us, here to serve us. The things that happen in the world, here to serve us. The mistakes that we make, here to serve us. So that's the first question. How is this here to serve me? Already, this is a huge and fundamental shift. Because already we're shifting it from a zero minus proposition, what's wrong, to a zero plus proposition, right? Everything was going along. Okay, something happened. How is this here to serve me? Cool, it's here to serve me. That's a positive thing. How is this here to serve me? Everything is, I promise. I have such faith in knowing in that. Everything is here to serve us. So that's the first question. The second question, which is not tremendously different, but an important next layer, and that is, what am I meant to learn from this? Because when we recognize, okay, this is here to serve me, that's great. It shifts it from a zero minus proposition, what's wrong, to a zero plus proposition. This is a positive thing. Even though it may not feel good every moment, it may not be easy, probably won't be easy, it's here to serve me. That's a positive thing. However, that can also be a passive thing. And we don't want to be in passive mode. We want to be in active mode. And what gets us in active mode in transforming these challenges and struggles into growth is asking the second question, what am I meant to learn from this? Because learning is an active process. Learning is something we engage in, right? So these two questions, number one, we're framing it, okay, this is a positive thing. It's here to serve me. Might not be easy, doesn't feel easy right now. It hurts. I'm sad. I'm stressed. I feel betrayed. All the things. We're already shifting it. Okay, even though I feel those things, it's a positive thing because it's here to serve me. By asking that question, how is this here to serve me? Notice what is built into that question. What is built into that question is that it is here to serve you. So already by asking the question, we're acknowledging, okay, this is here to serve me. How is it here to serve me? We open up our mind to new possibilities. We open up our mind to the positive possibilities, to the way that it can serve us, or the ways that it can serve us. Because that's the other thing, is when we ask that question, what's wrong? Part of the limiting effect of that is we close ourselves off. We close off our mind and our heart and our awareness to the positive things, to the way that is here to serve us. We're only looking to sort of solve that negative. So how is this here to serve me? Now we've opened ourselves up to the positive. And next, what am I meant to learn from this? This is where we get active and we start to do that inner work of really looking at the situation. What am I really meant to learn from this? What is this teaching me about myself, about my inner dialogue, about the way that I interact with people, about any part of my inner world that needs healing? Because that's really what the essence of the pain and the struggle and the heartache that we experience, most of it, is an opportunity to heal. It's an opportunity to transform our inner world So most of the time when you ask this question, what am I meant to learn? Occasionally, there's going to be some external things. Certainly in the context of relationships, a big part of if we have funkiness in a relationship and things get hard and we ask the first question, okay, how's this here to serve me? How's this here to serve us? Which, by the way, is another excellent layer to that question. And then you're going to ask, okay, what am I meant to learn from this? So in that situation, part of that definitely may be learning about, okay, how can I communicate better? How can I interact better? In a lot of these situations in life, the what am I meant to learn, it's internal stuff. This is not some external skill. What am I meant to learn is generally what awareness am I meant to have about my inner world? What awareness am I meant to have about the pain or the trauma that I have? What awareness am I meant to have about the beliefs that I have about myself, about my past, about my potential? That's the learning. I promise you, if you will ask yourself these two questions on a regular basis, and we don't have to be perfect, you know, as with all of this stuff, we do our best, and doing our best means that we're not going to be perfect. We don't need to be perfect in every time the slightest thing goes wrong, in instantly asking ourselves, how is this here to serve me? And what am I meant to learn? Sometimes shit's just frustrating. That's okay. But if we will consistently ask ourselves these two questions, and if we will ask ourselves these two questions, especially for the stuff that really digs deep, the stuff that really hurts, the stuff that really gets us off center, that's the stuff that if we will have the courage to ask these two questions, it shifts the entire situation. And it's not going to be a one-time thing. Even in an individual situation, we will ask these questions, and then we'll get pulled out of it and we'll get sucked into the stuff. And then we'll have to come back and ask ourselves again, how is this here to serve me? What am I meant to learn? Just like being present in the moment, so many other things, we're going to get pulled out. We bring ourselves back, pulled out, bring ourselves back. These two questions bring you back to a place that you grow and that you have some underlying peace, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what area of life. Ask yourself, I keep mixing up my words between yourself and yourselves. It's cool being human, isn't it? Let's ask ourselves these questions. How is this here to serve me? What am I meant to learn? Thank you for being here. Man, I really appreciate you guys. Go have an amazing rest of your day. Yeah, it's been another freaking beautiful sunset. Much love, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.